Hello and welcome or welcome back, and thank you for being here. I'm Morgan, and today I want to talk to you about how to take a new start. I want to share a few ideas with you. So, of course, right now as I'm recording, it's December 22nd, 2022. So, I originally wanted to title this episode How to Prepare for 2023, but then I'm like, nah. Because time is an illusion, and the advice that I'm going to share can be applied anytime. So my first tip, or my first point I want to share, is that you can take a new start anytime. You can take a new start on your birthday, new year, new month, new week, new day, anytime you feel like. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that it has to be important for you, and it has to be something that comes from within. You need to be ready to decide and commit to taking this new start, okay? So, of course, like I said, time is an illusion. It's not linear and it's not measured. It's only on Earth that we measure time in a linear way. Seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years. But at a soul level, time is measured in terms of experiences. Meaning that before you reach your goals, you need to have experienced a certain number of things. Just like, for example, spiritual awakening. It's not said that you will awaken at 20 or 23 or 55. It's just you will awaken when you will have gone through a certain amount of experiences that will make you ready. So you are constantly preparing for your dreams, your goals, and the bigger plan that your soul has for you. So, like I was saying, time, what is time? Even without talking about soul-level experiences, just take the calendar, for example. How many times the calendar has been changed in history? And how many different calendars exist in different countries? You have the Chinese New Year, the Ethiopian New Year. There are so many calendars. They are all unique, right? So, it's all about you. And I would advise to release the pressure to get it right. Because there is not one right way of doing things. There is your way. And your way is good enough. Okay? So, what I would like to say before you take any new start, I will ask you this question. Who are you right now? Who are you when you drop other people's expectations of you and their perceptions of you? And who are you when you drop your own idea, your own assumption of what other people have on you? Like, what are they expecting from you? What do you think they are expecting from you? Because maybe you're pressuring yourself. And does it really matter what other people think of you or how they perceive you? And also, what are your own expectations of yourself? Are you being hard on yourself? Are you being realistic? And now my other question is, who do you want to be? So for example, when you close your eyes and imagine your dream life, how is it? Who are you? What are you wearing? How is your language? What food are you eating? Which habits do you have in that dream vision? With all these questions, just by analyzing your life right now and how you would like your life to be, just see what you need to adjust. Just like, for example, if we talk about the new year, why are you making New Year resolution? Of course, you can take advantage of the new year and the calendar to get momentum, take advantage of this new energy symbolically. But don't pressure yourself to get it right on January 1st. And take small steps. If you decide to, I don't know, go on a diet or stop something, like stop eating junk food or stop smoking, whatever you decide, if you stop everything at once, the craving will, like your nervous system will not have time to adjust, you know, because there is a whole bunch of chemicals taking place in your body being released, and it's more an addiction to chemicals from your body than the actual substance, and it's more an addiction to filling a void, and we just use different things to fill that void. So the best way to change your life is to take small steps. So go over the period of time you want to close, like the chapter you want to close. So let's take the example of 2022. Go over 2022 and think back about what you liked and what you didn't like, how you felt and how you want to feel, how you don't want to feel anymore. And take your big goal, your big dream, and break it down in different steps. To summarize, I would say plan the big lines, but stay flexible on how you're reaching your destination. Like if you have to go from where you are right now to the other side of the country, of course you're going to break down your trip. You're not going to drive straight. Like if you have 10 hours to drive, you cannot just drive for 10 hours. I mean, at minimum, you need to stop to use the bathroom and drink, get some food, and get some rest, right? So these are the different steps. So, for example, if you want to buy a car, let's take a simple example. You want to buy a car. That's your dream. That's your end goal, okay? And right now, you can't buy a car. What do you need to buy a car? Okay, so you're going to tell me, I need money. I don't know how many thousands you need to buy your car. But let's say you don't have it right now. Break it down. This, let's say the car is, I don't know. Let's say you need 30,000 to buy your dream car. I don't know, I'm just making the figures up. And if you are a business owner, how many services do you need to sell to reach that amount? Or how many programs? What do you need to get those clients? How is your marketing strategy? And then start today. How can you plan for your marketing strategy? And this is just a simple example, you know, and just that I have on top of my head. But my point is, reverse engineer your goals. You go from your big goal and you reverse engineer. Okay, I have this big goal. What I need? I need this. Okay, what I need to reach this? I need to do this, 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 and this. Okay, and today, what can I do to reach the first step? I hope I'm making sense with this example. So it's all about having a plan, yet being flexible. Because we can only control our actions, right? And even if time is an illusion, we are still in a material world and it's dense. So things can take a little bit longer to materialize. So really be clear. And if you're not sure what you want yet, you know you need to change something, but you're not sure what. It doesn't matter. It's okay. Just start with, what don't I want anymore? Like, what are your absolute no, no way, no, I don't want that anymore. Whether it is in a relationship or in your business, what don't you want to do anymore? And what can you change? So it's all about breaking things down, starting small and taking small steps and paying attention to small details and your inner speech, the way you talk to yourself. Because if you want to develop a positive mindset, you're not going to do this overnight. You need to train your brain. You need to train your mind to think more positively. And this starts with the way you talk. So that's what I wanted to share with you about how to take a new start. Just going to summarize. You check what you don't want anymore. Check where you are now and what you want. And break down into smaller steps between what you need to do between now and your bigger goal. And of course, you can set deadlines, like for example, oh, by March, I would love to have that. You can, it's totally okay, but be flexible. Just do your best, and that will be enough. And be realistic with yourself. If you know something is not possible for you to achieve materially before March, then don't be hard on yourself. So really try to stay in the now. Don't think about the what ifs. What if I fail? What if I cannot maintain success or whatever? Just do what you can in the now, step by step, to reach your goal. So I hope that helps. If you would like some help actually to plan to break things down, you can totally book your free clarity call and we can talk about it and just have a little coffee chat about it. And then if you feel that you need more help, like more assistance, more empowerment in your personal development journey to embodying self-leadership, I will explain to you how we can work together. So I really hope that was helpful. And this, what I just said right now, is actually something that I wish someone would have told me when I was a teenager. So I wish you a wonderful new start. Don't pressure yourself. Keep believing in yourself. Build up that self-trust. And I will speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.